We approach thee tonight, Father, with all reverence and all humility, Lord. Realizing, O God, having this consciousness that a ministry, Lord, an entrance has been made possible for us, that we can enter into the holies of holies, where dwelleth, Lord, the Shekinah glory of God. We can feel your presence among us, Lord. And Lord, we are mindful, Lord, of all that you have done for us. We give thee praise and thanks, Lord, and glory and honor, Lord, to your most majestic name, Father. Lord, we have dug the ditches, Father. We have made our confessions, Father. And we are waiting, Lord, now. So let the fire fall, Father. Let the fire fall upon us, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for this blessed hope, Lord, that we share in Christ Jesus our Lord. Knowing that when we gather in your presence, Lord, that you are in the midst, and that is to bless, Lord. So bless us individually this night, Father. Bless the ministry, Father. The channel of inspiration, Lord, that thou hast placed among us here. We recognize it, Father, and we pay respect to it, not a man, but we know that it's God among us, Lord, speaking to us that divine revelation of the Word of God, that we can grow to that consciousness, Lord, that you are here among us in the form of your theophany, Lord. Bless thy people, Father. Bless the service, Lord Jesus. We place everything in your hands, Lord, for we can do nothing of ourselves. So we are asking you to take full control, Lord, of everything that would be said and done, and let it be done to your glory and honor, Father. We ask it in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ the righteous.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord God, we want to give God all the
There's a song in my heart now. I'm looking for Jesus. I've been reading his promise that he would return. He's preparing a mansion in that city called heaven. I'm getting ready to move in. I'm going to make it my home. Oh, and how it just thrills my soul to know he's a-coming, and what a glorious day. Soon all the raptured saints will all be singing, and we'll sail away. I can almost hear the trumpet, see the dead in Christ rising. I'm getting ready to join them. Oh, what a glorious song. Mysteries have been unfolded, the revelation of Jesus. Mysteries of predestination, God's elective love. Now there's a glorious dawning of a golden morning. We'll all join their singing of amazing grace. And how it just thrills my soul to know we can rise to meet the challenge of the all. Great mysteries hidden throughout all ages have now been revealed to this end time bride. We're the ones to receive the fullness of God's glory within us. We're the ones to raise the dead saints, preach to the total lost. It's just up a slight incline and around the corner. It's the fullness of his glory that will be revealed. There'll be the day star rising in the heart of God's people. The creation will behold us, the adopted sons. Oh, and how it just thrills my soul to know he's a-coming, and what a glorious day. Soon all the raptured saints will meet and we'll join together at the great marriage feast. I can almost hear the trumpet, see the dead in Christ rising. I'm getting ready to join them. Oh, what a glorious hour. I'll see you in the rapture. I'll see you in the rapture. I'll see you at the meeting in the air. There with our blessed Savior, we'll live and reign forever. I'll see you in the rapture.
How many is happy to be in his presence tonight? Yeah, we all are thankful unto him. We have a little dedication this time. Like a sing, bring them in, bring them in.
I just come. Praise the Lord.
That is what we want tonight. All of our life in his keeping. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. We praise your wonderful name tonight. Lord God, we feel so little in your presence tonight. We realize you've come down amongst us. Lord, I perform that which you have spoken with us all. Lord, we come confessing our sins and our shortcomings tonight, humbling ourselves under your mighty hand, knowing, dear God, that this is the hour of fulfillment. We have had so many visitations in the time past, but dear God, we look forward for that visitation for fulfillment. For it's written your word, and the Lord did visit Sarah. And the Lord did fulfill that which you have spoken unto her in this set time for which you have spoken his word. And Father, realize that there's a word of promise. Hallelujah. All these years, Father, Lord God, we know that one day that word will become a reality in our hearts. The dynamic shall be a refilling of the Holy Ghost. Oh, Lord God, we look forward tonight for that word to become history. We look forward tonight, Lord, for that word to be made manifest in our lives. Lord God, as we come tonight in your presence, Lord, we realize that we have come down to the leadership of your Holy Spirit. These past years, Lord, you brought us down to this present time. Lord, we are looking forward tonight for such a charge of faith. Lord God, for the Holy Spirit to move right in amongst us. Lord God, we can be endued with power from on high. Father, we pray tonight you'll be such an outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Lord God, as your servant was praying a little while ago, Father, we made our confession. Hallelujah. Lord God, we have emptied out. Lord, we have been cleansed by that seraphim, Father. And Lord God, we look for that anointing. Hallelujah. We look forward for that commission, Father. Oh, God, last night how we came and we entered into your presence. Lord God, your word is speaking to our hearts. Lord, we cover our faces. We cover our feet. Hallelujah. Lord God, we went into action. I believe, I believe. Oh, God, let it be tonight, Father. Lord God, we would go into action this place until the promise come to pass. Hallelujah. Bless each and every one tonight, Father. All that is gathered in here in your presence, all that come with expectation, all that come, Lord God, anointing the promise unto themselves. Lord God, even the strangers have come into your presence tonight. Oh, God, even there may your Holy Spirit move amongst them. Lord God, as your power of God strike them. Hallelujah. Lord God, as you make the confession quickly tonight. Lord God, as they would come, Lord God, and Lord God, the Holy Spirit would cleanse them quickly tonight. And the Spirit of God can move upon the scene. Hallelujah. Even upon your lives tonight, Father. And Lord God, we can see the glory of God move in this place tonight. Father God, so let it be tonight, Father, that there could be such an outpouring of the Holy Ghost as it is promised in your word. Bless each and every one. We commit ourselves in your hands. We make ourselves available unto you tonight. We don't know what you will do, Father, but Lord God, we come calling for that which you have promised tonight, Father. Bless your people tonight, Lord God, and may you get honor and glory in this service. We give you praise and thanks. We realize you're always here, Father. It is plainly identifying your word. Lord God, the Holy Spirit showing us by infallible proofs. We have come down to that time. And Father God, the word of God multiplying itself. The Holy Spirit, Lord God, pointing. Lord God, have your way. And Lord God, may everyone that is in this place, if they have not known you, Father, may they come to know you tonight. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. I would like to turn in the Bible quickly. Maybe just take a little short scripture or something and just Galatians chapter 4. I'd like to read from verse 27 to 31. For it is written, rejoice, thou barren that breakest, that bearest not, break forth and cry, thou that travailest not. For the desolate hath many more children than she who hath an husband. Now we brethren, as Isaac was, are the children of promise. But as then, he that was born after the flesh persecuted him that was born after the spirit, even so it is now. Nevertheless, what saith the scripture? Cast out the bondwoman and the son, for the son of the bondwoman shall not be heir with the son of the free woman. So then, brethren, we are not children of the bondwoman, but of the free. Amen. I would also like to read in Galatians 3, verse 16 and verse 29. Now to Abram and his seed where a promise is made, he saith not unto seeds as of many, but as of one, and to thy seed which is Christ. Verse 29. And if you be Christ, then are you Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Amen. Just take one more with that. Romans chapter 4, reading from verse 13 to 16. For the promise that he should be heir of the world was not to Abraham or to his seed through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. For if they who are of the law be heirs, faith is made void, and the promise made of no effect. Because the law worketh wrath, for where no law is, there is no transgression. Therefore it is of faith, that it might be by grace to the end, the promise might be sure to all the seed, not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of faith, which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. Shall we bow our heads and close our eyes? Again, Almighty God, we are so grateful tonight for your precious word of promise that we have received, Father. Lord God, through the opening of this seven seal book, the promise of God being made plain unto us, the things that you have come to give unto us, and how we are thankful tonight for the divine grace of God that have given unto us a divine revelation, identifying us tonight as a true seed. Lord God, knowing that the promise is sure tonight to all the seed, what a faith, what an inspiration that should be unto us. Lord God, to go forth and claim our promises tonight, Father. May there be a faith, a wave of faith, moving the hearts of the people tonight, Father, making them strong and of a good courage, as Lord God, they go forth and claim the promises of God, which is sure unto them tonight. Bless the preaching of your word and bless the hearing of your word tonight, and may you get honor and glory in the midst of your people. We pray and we ask it in Jesus' precious name tonight. Amen. You may have a seat. Well, we want to welcome all that is in the house of God tonight. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray that God would richly bless you. And many don't have a seat. So for their sake also, we'll try not to be too long with the preaching the word, because we really come to have the Lord's Supper tonight. But just knowing the season and the time that we are living in, I believe it is needful that we speak a little bit of the word of God. Amen. Because we want to know why we are gathering here, what is really taking place in this hour, and what the Holy Spirit has done and is doing, that we can all have a clear understanding. Because without the understanding, we wouldn't know what to do, how to behave, and the Holy Spirit could be here tonight to give somebody something, and they'd be right in this service and don't even know that they could receive it. Amen. And they might go back home and say, you know, wishing that God could really do that for me tonight, and they didn't even know that the channel was open and the Holy Spirit was here to give it unto them. All they had to do was cry out faith. Amen. To reach out and claim it tonight. So it's so needful that we have a true understanding, that the people could recognize that we are living in the hour when the original atonement is restored back, where the original covenant is in effect again, where the blood is speaking better things. Amen. And the Holy Spirit is giving a call, a revelation is going forth to let the real seed who is alienated in their mind come to a realization that they are seed and that all things are ready for them tonight. Amen. How sad it would be tonight for somebody who might be a seed but alienated in their mind. Amen. Don't even know that the original atonement is restored back. Don't know that the seven seal book is open. Don't know that all things are ready. Amen. And they still have some denominational conception. Oh, I wish God could do that for me. Oh, I wish I could get that tonight. Oh, I wish I could know God loved me. And all these things are plain tonight. Amen. Because God have come down and he have opened up the book and he have shown unto the elected seed that they, you know, wasn't just saved on no certain day, but they were saved before the foundation of the world. Amen. The fish was in the same water with the eel and the crab and the lobster, everything. but just the net caught the fish. When the net caught the fish, didn't make it a fish, it was already a fish. Amen. Hallelujah. And the word of God said, my sheep will hear my voice. It have to be a sheep to begin with. Amen. They already have the ability to hear. And I call my sheep by the name. Amen. And a stranger will not follow. So it's just a matter of the Holy Spirit tonight in sovereign grace dropping down a revelation. Amen. To take away the spirit of fear and bondage. To put in the spirit of love, of power, and of a sound mind tonight. Amen. They can cry, Abba, Father. Amen. You can know that He's your Father. Amen. You were in the loins of God before the foundation of the world. Hallelujah. He predestinated you to this age. Amen. To meet the challenge of this hour. Amen. The Holy Spirit is here hunting out the seed and quickening them. Amen. Tonight you could walk in here alienated. Tonight you could walk in here unconscious of who you really is. And the Holy Spirit could meet you in the service. He could quicken you. Amen. He could bring out the darkness into His marvelous light. That you could show forth His praises. Hallelujah. Tonight you might be trying to observe some tradition, hold on to some teaching. Tonight you might be searching for truth. Tonight you might be hungering and thirsting after something. Amen. Tonight you might be just wandering around. You want an anchor of your soul. And the Holy Spirit know. Amen. Now is your fullest of time for you. Amen. You wouldn't lead into a Pentecostal church or some Methodist church. Amen. Because they won't be able to tell you who you are. They won't be able to tell you what you're going through. So God direct your footsteps. Bring you into His presence. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit. Amen. Know just how to work out His predestinated mystery. How many believe that tonight? I believe every son and daughter of God tonight who have experienced, who have met that angel. Amen. Hallelujah. That angel of the Lord that came unto Abraham, that called him out of the Chaldees, that came unto Gideon and spoke to him, that came unto Samson and spoke to him, that same angel, if you have met him tonight, then you know how he works out his predestinated mystery. Amen. Somebody might have just invited you to a service. Somebody might have just talked to you. Amen. Something in your heart in the right season calling for it. Amen. You say, let me go and see. Hallelujah. Every good disciple. Amen. They know to bring the people in the presence of the word. Hallelujah. My, those Greeks, that all the philosophy, that all the different ideologies, that all the different concepts of what God was. But all of a sudden they heard that there's a God among the Hebrews. Amen. They heard that there's a God raising the dead and healing the sick. There's a God calling out people and telling them what the name was, where they come from. Amen. The Greeks desired to see that it was more than an ideology. It was more than a conception. When they gather, that God would come down and they'd feel that God presence. Hallelujah. That God would move upon them. Amen. And give them an experience. They'll know that they're in the presence of something supernatural. Amen. Wherever there's always an attraction. Hallelujah. And they came. Says you would see Jesus. Amen. They're tired here about Jesus. They're tired here in the hell. But sirs, we would see Jesus. We want to see Him tonight. Hallelujah. 17 years, many of us in the message. Oh, we hear this preach, we hear that preach, we hear this preach, we hear that preach. Sometimes we have our minds confused. We don't want to be confused. We want to have joy and serve God. Hallelujah. We want to be walking the light. Amen. Glad to see Brother Christian tonight. Just turn on and see him watching the right here. Amen. We appreciate him. How many glad to have them in the service tonight? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Precious warrior from Porkchop Hill. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. So we thank God for them tonight. Amen. So we are saying all these years we hear all these different things. Amen. When the message comes to turn the hearts of the children back to the faith of the fathers. Instead of what the message falling in many people's hands, there wasn't no den to carry the message. They were going to make divisions and they cause confusion. Hallelujah. But when the trumpet give a certain song, what the people receive the faith, what the people begin to line back up in the word, what the revival begin to break out among the people, what the quickening spirit begin to move and make the promises of God alive and real in the midst of the people. As soon as they begin to line back up, when that trumpet gives that certain song, and God is a fivefold ministry giving a certain song. Hallelujah. Letting the people know their age, let them know their time, their season, their promise. Let them know their scripture and Malachi for scripture. Bringing them out to the historical part of the message. Let them know not to look back, but look up. Your redemption for tonight.
Hallelujah. Amen. And that voice is singing around the world. Hallelujah. He is speaking another time. Amen. He is speaking again. Hallelujah. By the voice of the archangel, the final voice of the final age, giving the final call tonight. The final call is going forth. He that is thirst, let him come. He that heareth, let him say, come also. Hallelujah. Amen. What is happening? First, we would see Jesus. Here he is again, getting ready to unveil himself another time. Amen. The mighty God being unveiled again in our bride. 17 years, they're looking for Jesus. Oh my, he was in Jeffersonville. Everybody's flying from all over the world to go into Jeffersonville. First, we would see Jesus. They went in there and they saw some man, some long robe or nail scars. They saw a Kentuckian hillbilly. Hallelujah. They said, we're not seeing Jesus. It's an ordinary little service. But that ordinary little service, God was fulfilling his word for the hour. Hallelujah. God's word is becoming history. Amen. He quickly did the word discern the problem. He realized what was happening. False conception is blinding them from the truth. He said, except a corner, it fall in the ground and die. Die to your thoughts, die to your ideas. It abide alone. Amen. This is the thing that hindered people all these years from seeing what had been going on from 1965 to 1992. Amen. They cannot see what had been going on since the prophet came on the scene. Amen. Because why? Conceptions are blinded. False conception is what? A glare. A glare cannot ripen the seed. That's why we're after 17 years, we know in the harvest time, because the first wheat was already waved. The first wheat has already become ripe, proving that we are in the wheat age. Proving the wheat age was here, proving the sun was in its full strength. But 17 years, there's still many green seeds. Why? Because a false conception, a grape cannot ripen the seed. Amen. Amen. Many people, they look and they find nothing will happen in the church. They find a power rise in the church. They find a preaching all kinds of different things, nothing has taken place. Rather, people become more frustrated. They begin to fall off. They become disillusioned. Amen. I don't want them, the expectation get high. Then nothing happened and they feel disappointed, they feel cheated, they feel robbed. Ministers are going to backslide, fall, go back in the world, all kinds of different things. Amen. Hallelujah. Because why? They thought the message was just running and saying, so read a book and say something. But there was a real message. There was a real revelation. Amen. Hallelujah. And that could only be discovered when the angel of the Lord himself come. Man could have made man ministers, but the angel of the Lord has picked out the shepherds, showed them where to find the Messiah, laying in the manger. Hallelujah. And that's how you're going to know them, by the message. The Messiah is on the earth. There will be a message letting us know. The God not in the sky no way. He's on the earth among the people, fixing things for the coming of the Lord. Amen. He is here fixing things for the coming of the Lord. Amen. Some things will be fixed tonight. Hallelujah. Some hearts will be fixed. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Better outside the world, I'm not going to get high. He goes to give me a fix. Amen. But David said, my heart is fixed. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. My soul is fixed tonight. Hallelujah. We shall praise our God. We shall glorify his name. We shall declare his mighty works, the thing that has taken place. Hallelujah. Many eyes not trained to see him. Many ears not trained to hear his voice. Because 17 years people have been trained to church voice, man's voice, all kind of different voices. Amen. But the real church have been trained to his voice. They knew what his voice must say to prove to him speaking. Amen. He has to be saying something certain, something definite to prove him speaking. There has to be a scriptural voice of this time. Amen. And that scriptural voice is the spiritual sign, a true sign being overlooked by many. Amen. Looking for all kinds of different signs. But the real sign today is the voice of God speaking in the bride. Hallelujah. Amen. The voice revealing. Amen. Him by the word and showing us what is happening in the midst of all these interpretations, in the midst of all these ideas. Amen. Setting us in order to receive the promise of the Holy Ghost. Because there must be of necessity a return of dynamic power. Hallelujah. He promised it. The dynamic of this church shall be a refilling of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And if God said it, but I'm looking for it tonight. I'm on the expectation of it because God said it. Amen. And the Holy Spirit have been here giving revelation, breaking influences, setting people free, opening up channels of inspiration, getting them lined up in the Word. Hallelujah. Amen. Many can testify, I've heard but now I see. Many can testify, I'm delivered, praise the Lord. Why? Because many were disillusioned. They thought coming out of the organization, coming the message, was deliverance. Not knowing that the message will also be infiltrated. Fallen angels always get into it after the messenger goes. Hallelujah. Anointed ones in the end time, is that after the true one go forth, watch them other voices come to confuse the people from the real scriptural voice. Hallelujah. Amen. But there has to be a real ministry rising in the scene, because I'm laying a quick shot, I'm laying a foundation of a quick shot message. Amen. The Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ himself, will do three things. He does all three, he shout the voice in the trump. Amen. He drop them in the prophet and give the shout out, open the seven seals, expose the organizations, show all that it was only a carry of the life, show that the real life was the word for the hour. Amen. Then Jesus Christ in the shepherds, he's God ordained shepherds. Amen. After them shepherds put up a battle for 17 years in the framework of the church. Amen. Wisdom versus faith, the greatest battle ever fought for 17 years. Hallelujah. To get the sheep out of the mouth of the lion and the bear, to smite them and bring them back in the fall. Don't you see a real revival? Hear that little flock, it's a part of the pleasure to give you the kingdom. Amen. See, that is why the hour is here. We can feel the revival winds moving. We can feel the pouring in the rise, because we are getting ready for something. Amen. Hallelujah. He came and he taught us what to look for. Amen. How to recognize him. Many times he was there on the scene and people's faith couldn't be inspired. Amen. He used to be in the meeting right there. And when they do something, say, wait, that's not a man. God is there in his service. And then their faith arise. The discernment never healed them. It only lifts their faith. Showing that God is present. Amen. When they know God is present, then they can believe a certain thing. Though they was in the word for the hour, they still had a lot of other denominational traits inside of them. And that was going to disqualify them from receiving the promises of. Because Ishmael was Ishmael's children, hybrid. They mixed with organization and the message. They was coming over into the message, but they wasn't dying out to the old system. Amen. Now watch. Now how are we going to find them that they're going to show them? They're right inside of here. And that's why you see many in this hour realizing today that for all the years they saw a lot of the traits of Abraham's seed. And they had their eyes on that. But then they never observed the traits of Hagar inside of them. And not until the second cycle comes. Amen. To prove who's really seed. To prove who's really the children of promise. To prove who's really the election, then they're going to find all these with those traits who never had really died out to those things and had come over into the message. And those are the ones that is being disqualified this hour. Amen. They're going to get blessed. Because when Abraham begged God and said, Lord, he said, pray your blessing, Ishmael. He said, I bless him for your sake. But he will not be heir of him, but I'll bless him. I'll give him princes, 12 princes. You will have lands, you will have all these things, but the promise shall be in Isaac. And many of them, God bless them, you get them little churches, you get them ministry, you get them gifts, you get them different things, but that is as far as they're going to go. Because the hour is here, the seven seals is open. Amen. The inheritance is about to be distributed. Amen. And the revelation is coming forth to identify the true seed that they might receive the promise. And the only way God have identified the true seed is by the mystery in the Lamb's Book of Life. For the Lamb's Book of Life is where the inheritance is. And many cannot come over to be identified with that word. Amen. Many religious, but they can't come over to be identified with that word. And that is right where they're falling short. Because sin is to miss the mark. And sin is unbelief. And unbelief in what? The promised word for the hour. And if God didn't have a prophecy after the seven thunders, then all those who come into the message would have had to go in the rapture. Because that would be the qualification to accept the prophet. You understand what we're saying? The first pole was the message, and that called all kind of believers. That brought a mixed multitude, come out of my people. Revelation 10:7 was the message, the opening of the seven seals. But Revelation 10:8-11 was a prophecy in Revelation 10:1-7. But that prophecy was to be fulfilled after the prophet. Amen. So when many came in the message, it still had a portion of word left to be fulfilled. And that word was going to filter out who is the seed and who is not the seed. Who is Abraham, who is Isaac, and who is Ishmael? Who is the one going to receive inheritance, and who is the one just going to get a blessing? And not until that revelation comes forward and begin to preach, then watch those who are born of the flesh and those who are born of the spirit. Notice, it says here, he that was born after the flesh persecuted him that was born after the spirit. Abraham had two children, one born after the flesh and one born after the spirit. Amen. And the one that was born after the flesh persecuted the one that was born after the spirit. And that is born out in the flesh is those who come trying to impersonate the prophet. Amen. They want to be like the prophet. See? They want to walk like the prophet, talk like the prophet. They go, right, they see the flesh of the prophet. Amen. And they kept looking back at the historical part of the message. Amen. Emulating the prophet. See? Good evening, friends. Amen. They want that. Amen. They want to hunt and fish and wear cowboy hat. Amen. They want to talk about how they hunt and how they fish and they profit in these things. Amen. See, that are those children before the seven seals open up. You know what we're saying? Is it a night? You see, we went through already. You're not explaining. We went through already. There is some churn before the seals, and some churn after the seals. See, both believe the prophet. Amen. See, but only one is in the real covenant. Only one going to receive the inheritance. Amen. And the only one who are born of the Spirit is the ones who are quickened to Revelation 10:8-11. Those are the ones that is born after the Spirit. Because remember, to get your inheritance, you have to find your name in the will. And your name is not Malachi 4:5. Your name is not Revelation 10:7. So you can't see that and claim the inheritance. And that's what Ishmael is trying to do. I'm not inheritance for him. He's not born in the Spirit, so he can't be quickened to recognize what part of the word he is. Amen. So what's something? So in the harvest time, the life now is in the grain. But the life is what? Is the message of the hour. The message of the hour proves who have the life. Because there is some people that in the framework of the message who will not go in the rapture. They will not go in the rapture. They'll have the rapture book and the rapture tape. I know the shout of the message. They'll know the voice of the resurrection. I know the trumpet called the marriage supper. And they'll go through tribulation with that knowledge. Because having that knowledge is not rapture in faith. Having that knowledge is not being defiled of spiritual gene. But there are some people whom the Holy Ghost has come down to quicken and make alive, those who are fallen to go in the rapture. Amen. And then this is the hour he is casting out the child of the born woman. And because why? This is the hour for the promise. After 17 years, he's casting out the child of the born woman. She has been blessed. They will get the blessing, but they will not be heir with Isaac. Ishmael will not be heir with Isaac. Because I want you to notice something. From the time Ishmael was born, from the time Isaac was born, Ishmael was around all the time. And when Isaac was born, Ishmael was still around. But from the moment Isaac was weaned, Ishmael was put away. Amen. You know what to wean the child is? To take it off the breast. To take it off of the milk. Amen. From the moment he took the child off the milk, from the moment Isaac was taken off the milk, Ishmael is put out. Amen. From the moment Isaac has finished with the ABCs on the time for algebra, Ishmael is put away. Hallelujah. And for all these years, Isaac was there but on ABC. Amen. But when the second cycle comes along, amen, when that mystery second four comes along, and you don't know who you are, and God begin to put you in the meat now, and you're no longer unskillful in the world, and your senses exercise, you discern good and evil, and you're no longer in the spirit of man like some little baby, I have Paula, Stephen, and Ocean's a man. We have put away childish things, because you're knowing as you will know now. Then in that season, Ishmael was cast out. Amen. So you know what is happening here? Amen. Isaac is on the meat now. Amen. Isaac is taking off the breast, brother. Amen. Isaac is on the deeper things of God now. Amen. The capstone revelation where he recognized that God is and he is the voice of the archangel. Amen. He's the voice of the resurrection. And brother Ishmael has been rejected. No more, no inheritance whatsoever. Amen. So what is actually happening here? Let me read something here for you out of this book here. Amen. See, this is not every shock. What a tremendous book it is. It's such a strong message. Amen. So he says here, page 15 and 16. See here now how close she is. The church of the last days gets to look like the seed itself. Look how this denomination of Pentecost has raised up in the last days. And we'll explain a little later on how they come so close to looking just exactly like the seed. When a shock comes forth out of the grain of wheat, after the pollen has fallen there in the second stage and produced the third stage, how that if you're not a real close observer, you'll never be able to tell but what that the real grain of wheat is in there. If you are not a close observer, you will never be able to tell the difference. When that first grain come forth, look like a grain, but you sit down and open it up, you will find out there is no grain there at all. Those things look just like a grain, but when you open up that grain, there is nothing inside of there, no life in there. Now there must be life in there to identify the word for the hour. On the outside, the flesh and the spirit, they're looking like a bride. They're very moral in the body, and they're very refined in the spirit, they have the fruits, and they're very meek and nice, and they're well-mannered, and they're trained with all the knowledge of the message. Amen. But when you open up and you go a little further in that, You know, you're not in a message by your fruits. Because the evidence of the Holy Ghost is not fruit. No, it's to receive the word for the hour. So when you open it up inside of there is nothing in there to identify with the word for the hour. And when that first grain comes forth like a grain, but you sit down and open it up, you'll find out there's no grain there, so it's only a short calf the grain. Now the grain comes forth from that, but remember there is no more after that shock. Remember there is no more seed promised to a woman anywhere after Mary. And there was no more denomination promised after Pentecost. It's the rapturing bride coming forth from there, the seed. The word made manifest again. Notice how close it looks. In Matthew 24:24, said the two spirits in the last days, the church spirit of the church people and the bride spirit of the bride people would be so close till it would receive the very elected if it was possible. You know the church spirit of the church people? 2 Timothy chapter 3. And you know the bride spirit of the bride people? 2 Peter 1:4-7. 2 Timothy 3, heady, high-minded, loves of pleasure more, love of God, have a form of God in the united power, ever learning, never able to come to the knowledge of the truth, studying day and night, cramming the message, educating himself in the message, but cannot come to the knowledge of the truth. Find cultured men living, but reprobate concerning the faith. Only the faith they are reprobate. But in living, they are fine cultured men. That's what he said now. I'm just quoting the prophet. Amen. So what's happening? The seed is here. And the seed is the one to whom the promise was given to. But the promises are where? In the New Testament. Amen. And if in the New Testament, then it means to say the seed would have to be in the New Testament to receive the promises. Amen. Get it, you know. This New Testament, many people don't understand what it is. But I've never had a full revelation of what the New Testament was until the seven seals opened. Then he realized there's a section of those people under the blood in the book amongst people who are not under the blood. And that's why the foolish virgins is not under the blood and have to go through tribulation to be purified. Because if she's under the blood, she would have to go through the tribulation for purification. The blood of Jesus Christ purifies her. But look how close it is. At midnight was a loud cry, behold, the bridegroom come and go ye out and meet him. And 10 virgins went out. 5 are wise and 5 are foolish. 2 sets of people went under one voice. But only one will be under the blood. Only one will go into the marriage supper. Only one will be heirs of the promises of God. I mean, there's 17 years, we're under the message. 2 groups of people? Yeah. Amen? Amen? But only a portion of them is actually in the covenant with Jesus Christ? Amen. So you say, but it's more than being the message? Yes, it's more than being the message. And that we're going to find out tonight. Because remember the promise is the Holy Spirit dynamics. And the seed will not be heir to the dynamics. Will it shock? The shock will receive no dynamics whatsoever. He that is filled to be filled still. He that is holy to be holy still. He that is righteous to be righteous still. Amen. So then, there is to be a people now have to know that the promise is for them. that the revival is for them. That the third pull is for them. That the greater work is for them. That they are in the seed. That the promise is short and they are the one born after the spirit. The other one is born after the flesh. Amen. And you have to know your boat tonight. Amen. See? And the only way you could know is by the word. You don't judge the word by the spirit. You judge the spirit by the word. You have to receive the word. Because many people baptize with the spirit and can't receive the word. Many people have manifestation of the spirit but cannot receive the word. Many people have fruits of the spirit but cannot receive the word. Many people have gifts of the spirit but can't receive the word. Amen. And the evidence, the real evidence of the spirit is to receive the word. Amen. So you see what is happening? The heirs of the promise of the dynamics is for who? The seed. And the harvest time, when the harvest time now, the life is where? In the seed. There is no life in the carrier. Amen. So you have to know which part, which section you're in. You're in the carrier or you're in the seed? You have no life in the carrier now. And remember, the foolish virgin is part of the carrier. People in the message is part of the carrier? Yes. Because only the grain goes in the rapture. The Lord of the harvest comes for the grain, and the grain goes in the rapture. But the carrier part is accounted chaff. To be burned, part will get eternal life for the white throne judgment. Yeah. Amen. But the life is in the grain. Eternal life. God's own life. The word of God for the age inside of you. So, brothers, you see, sisters, you see tonight. There is no middle ground. The seed will not be able to shock. And the hour for the promise is here. And when Isaac was placed on the meat, he was taken off the breast. Ishmael was cast out. Because you will not be heir with Isaac. Amen. For 17 years, he was there. Amen. But the hour come, he had to take his blessing and go. Amen. And you see where we have come. There's many people would like to come, but they just cannot come. No man can put them out. Because no man can bring people in the mess and put them out. God has put you out and God is bringing you in. And let me tell you, God, only one way of bringing you in by the word of God for the hour. Amen. Could we all stand to our feet? There is nobody could claim in the message. When you talk about the message, listen to what I'm talking about now. Under the blood in the New Testament. To receive the promises, the inheritance for this hour. Outside the revelation of the voice of the archangel. That was the prophet's message. You know what the prophet's message was? The house of God will live again. The pyramid will stand again. The bride tree will bloom again. There will be a super race. There will be a super church. Evil will be struck in a rightful position. Christ is not the preeminence in a church as God is the preeminence in Christ. What is it? He's just speaking about a bride all the time. Bone of his bone, flesh of his flesh. She has become him. They who bypass the word has come back to the word. That is the prophet message. The prophet message was to reveal the bride. The prophecy, the message was the bride. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. That is strange. Eliezer come to get a bride. But 17 years we are looking for the bride. Because it's not you saying the bride, I saying the bride. The bride is the word for the age manifested. And the first part of the threefold mystery of the prophet part. Amen. So this is the bride part. So what is Brother Brown's message? The bride. There will be a continuation of the book of Acts. The Alpha has become the mirror. What was the preview in his vision? The first bride passed, then the churches of the world, and then came back the bride again. And he preached the masterpiece. What was the masterpiece? It come back the seed. The bride again is in plain view. What was the promise of the message? What was the message? The bride. There shall be a super race, a super church, the bride. So brothers and sisters tonight, the bride. That was the message. That the bride will be conformed in his own image. Amen. We have to become the word. And that is the seed. That is the one with the life. That is the one who will receive the promises. So then, are you in the bride tonight? That is what you have to walk out with fear and trembling. That is what you have to make your call in your election. Are you in the bride tonight? Remember now, it's not being the message. It's not being the message. Making the bride, no. The foolish virgins is in the message too. But a little group of the true seed of the word. The foolish virgins and the bride is the word. Is the seed. Amen. The foolish virgins is in Revelation 10:1-7 part. And the bride is in Revelation 10:8-11 part. And a little group of the true seed. The Revelation 10:8-11 part. God will present the Christ for a bride. And the Revelation 10:7 part will go to the tribulation. Because when the bride is coming in the plain view, the Revelation 10:7 part is history. Yeah. Amen. It was good for the time of the prophet, but not today. Amen. 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 Just like Luther always good, but not when he was in the scene. Just like the Pentecost always good, but not when Malachi 4 was in the scene. Amen. And the whole under that part, I go to that prophet, is not good for today. Amen. There is a bride, and you have to know that you are in the bride. Are you in the church triumphant? Are you in the Savior bride? Come and be baptized into the body and forevermore abide. Can we sing that song tonight? The revelation is that there is to be a bride, and that bride, saints, is coming in plain view. Amen. 129, I believe. Have you been baptized into the body? We're not talking about the message now. Baptized with the Holy Ghost. There is one way to enter it, just as it is on Pentecost. Are you in the church triumphant? Are you in the Savior's bride? Come and be baptized into the body and forevermore abide. Amen. May God give you the Holy Ghost tonight if you have it. May God put a revelation in your heart and give you your birth tonight if you have it. Amen. May you get in step with His word tonight. May you wake up tonight if you're asleep. Amen. May you be shaken to the reality of what we're speaking about. We're not trying to make nothing complicated. We're just trying to rightly divide the word so that you can get under the anointing for the season. So that anointing will anoint the word in you, and we can see a manifestation of Jesus Christ. It's something more than yesterday. Something more than church. Something more than saying the message. Something more than saying I believe the prophet. Something more than saying I'm in a nice group. Is are you in the bride tonight? Are you in the Savior's bride?
Have you been hiding to the mountain? Outside bread of the Holy Ghost.
Yes, but who is it?
There is some resurrection.
Just
as the bread of Pentecost.
Are you in the church?
Are you there?
Thank you.
the golden laid in that dirt, Father. Let them come to life. Let them be quickened to this hour, Lord, to recognize your promise. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, glory.
Amen. There's one Lord. There's one faith. There's one baptism. Amen. We are lively stones building up a spiritual house, a habitation for the Spirit of God, a holy temple. This is the message, amen, that the pyramid is standing again because the capstone, amen, has returned. Hallelujah. The building is what we complete in this age. And the headstone came with shouting of grace, grace unto the pyramid. Amen. Hallelujah. You have to come by way of the capstone revelation of Jesus Christ. Ain't no other way to enter in. Amen. Hallelujah. So, ain't no little self-style business. No little man-made business. Amen. We all have to come the ordained way we're supposed to come. Amen. We have to come by the word of God for this hour. Hallelujah. Amen. We all have to come the way the brazen altar. We have to come the way the brass serpent. We have to come the way of Calvary. Amen. There's only one way to come into that corner with falling gong and die to abide alone. Hallelujah. My soul, we are thankful unto him tonight. Just want to go straight into the shall we bow our heads and close our eyes with a prayer. Father, we thank you and we praise you tonight. As we stand here in your presence, Lord God is so real amongst us tonight. And Lord God, you're speaking to us so plainly out of your word. This seed will not be ever a shock. God, we have to know whether we're in the body or not, Father. We have to know whether we are part of the word for this hour. And Lord God, how we cannot be uncertain or hope so or wondering, Father, or thinking maybe it could be. But Lord, we have to know that our Redeemer liveth tonight. Hallelujah. Oh God, as your word have gone forth, and the people, Lord, are thinking upon the word tonight. Many standing here in your presence, we're just singing a song. Lord, a question, are you in the church triumphant? Are you in the Savior bride? Lord God, the Holy Spirit is still here to baptize men and women into that body tonight, Father. And God, every elected seed, Lord God, is laying here, may you pour the water of salvation upon that word in their hearts tonight. May their minds be quickened to that promise. May their lives be quickened to this age. Hallelujah. May they get in the rhythm of the word. May their eyes be open, Father. May they recognize what is taking place. Lord God Almighty, we pray tonight for those that might be in this service, Father. Lord God, coming along to hear your word. But Lord God, we pray the Holy Spirit to hunt them out tonight. Father, might come in here not knowing you, but may they leave, oh God, with a burning desire deep on their heart. Lord God, to be filled with the Holy Ghost, realizing their God, many taught to do in the body, till the Holy Ghost had come. When the word of God is open unto them, they enter in, and yet there's room. Oh God, there's room tonight, Father. Lord God, your word of open up unto us, showing us what the Holy Ghost is, showing us the ones who are going to receive the promise of the dynamics, a refilling of the Holy Ghost. Lord God, may they wake up and recognize these things tonight, Father. And Father, we're about to enter now to this part of the service. Lord God, where we come to observe, Lord, the Lord's Supper, we pray tonight, the Holy Spirit, Lord God, repair our hearts even now. For we pray and we ask it in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Verse 23, for I have received of the Lord that which also I deliver unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup, when he had supped, saying, this cup is the new testament in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you will show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, as we come tonight here, tarry one for the other. If any man hunger, let him eat at home, that you come not under condemnation. So just let's, in reverence and respect to God's presence tonight, let's bow our hearts before him. The scripture says, tarry one for the other. Last night we were in his presence. We had such a consecration service there. The Holy Spirit showing us influence of another. But that served him. Isaiah had to make his confession. He had to be cleansed. And then he was commissioned. I realized this is all for this triple commission. Holy Spirit called the bride. Then she had to make a confession. God have cleansed her from all unbelief. Through the revelation of the seven thunders, the word I have spoken to you have made you clean. Amen. Time for a commission. What an hour it is. Tonight we come looking back to Calvary. Amen. Remembering the Lord's death. Amen. Knowing in the cross the crowd is finished. Amen. He shed his blood so freely to redeem us back. All our inheritance. In this day came back with his seven seals and opened up to give back that inheritance unto us. Amen. How we thank God tonight. There couldn't be a cloud if there wasn't a cross. Amen. And we realize what took place in Golgotha's hill. And now is available unto us today. Everything that we deem back. Let us enter into this presence. Shut away ourselves from everything. Forget the person next to you tonight. Shut yourself in with him. Let your heart be centered upon him tonight. Let your thoughts be upon him tonight as you meditate upon him. Tarrying one for the other.